We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Evan Ezer, Hilchos Yibum, Halacha Beis. We're in the middle of paragraph Hey. We're up to the sub-paragraph that begins with the words V'alkein Me'achar She'ena Roitze. In our editions, it's page 153, the left-hand column, the last paragraph on the page. We were discussing the topic of Yibum and Chalitza, and this discussion is based on chapter 56 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about two types of machloikis. He speaks about two types of das. One type of das is a das of peace, a level of das that leads to peace, and another type of das is called machloikis l'shem shamayim. It's a das where the people are not necessarily of the exact same opinion on the surface. However, their differences are very constructive, very positive. It's as a result of them having different opinions that they're able to build, they're able to accomplish major, major things in working together. And over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal expounds on that a lot. He speaks elaborately about the two types of das. Rav Nosson Zal touched on it a little bit here so far. He spoke about the first type of das, and he compared that to the mitzvah of Yibum, where the couple actually makes a decision to unite. The widow of the brother who passed away and the brother that's living, they decide to marry, to have this process of Yibum. Rav Nosson Zal showed that that's related to the das of Sholoim. And now he's explaining the process of Chalitza and showing how that relates to this Machloikis L'Shem Shomayim. V'alkein, and therefore, based on what we've been learning about till now, Me'achar She'enoi Roitze L'Yabim, because of the fact that the living brother refuses to go through with Yibum, Alkein V'Choltzon Aloi. Therefore, the Torah says, she removes his shoe. The shoe, we mentioned earlier, represents the zivug. Bebechinas zivuga de Moshe. This corresponds to the zivug of Moshe Rabbeinu. We spoke earlier, touched on the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu originally was married. He had a wife, he had children. And at a certain point, Hashem said to him, remove your shoe. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw Hashem at the burning thorn bush, that was the beginning of his career as leader of Klal Yisrael. And Hashem said to him, remove the shoe from your foot, because the place that you're standing here is holy ground. Shal no lecho mi'al raglecho, remove your shoes. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that, as we'll see in a moment, that the shoes refer to the wife. The wife, we mentioned many times, is the malchus. She's the bottom of the feet. She is the shoes. The Gemara says a person should sell everything he has and buy shoes. And the Gemara says a person should sell everything he has and marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. So there is a connection between the wife and the shoes. She's the support. She's the grounding in many ways. So now Rav Nosson Zal says that here, because the brother refuses to do Yibum, she removes his shoe, Bibechinas Zivuga de Moshe. This shows that they're connecting to the Zivug of Moshe Rabbeinu, Bechinas Shalno Olecho Mial Raglecha Nemar B'Moshe, corresponding to the Pasuk which says, remove the shoes from your feet, which is written about Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki Isa B'Zohar HaKadosh, because the Zohar HaKadosh says, Na'al Do Itza, the shoe is the wife. Shem Moshe Huchrach Lifshoi Tatzmoi Legamri Mizivug Hatachtoin. Moshe Rabbeinu was the rare exception, even among the greatest of tzaddikim, who was required to remove himself completely from any contact with a woman, even his own wife. Not to have any lower level zivug, any physical mating. Shezeh b'chinas shal no'olecho. That's why Hashem said to him, remove your shoe. V'hoyo zivugoi rak b'chinas zivugo ilo. So that the zivug of Moshe Rabbeinu, the mating of Moshe Rabbeinu, was only the upper form of Zivug, the higher form of Zivug. In the previous shiur, we spoke about Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei being split into two sections, an upper section and a lower section. The Vav Kei represents the lower section. Yud Kei is the upper section. Vav Kei represents the physical world, because the Vav represents the six midos of Hashem, Chesed through Yesoid, and the Hei is Malchus. So those seven midos of Hashem correspond to the 7 days of the week, 7 years of a Shemitah. They represent the physical world. The Vav Hei of Hashem's name represent the physical world. And the union there represents the physical union between, in other words, Kavyochel, when we speak about Hashem, there's certainly nothing physical. But when we speak about Vav Kei, is something that's affected by our deeds or misdeeds in this world. Whereas we mentioned that the letters Yud Kei of Hashem's name, they represent so high a level, they are beyond the physical world completely. They are not affected in any way whatsoever by what we do. It's the concept of a backup generator. Lahavdil, you have in a building, you have the regular lighting system, the regular electrical system, with all of its bells and whistles, which is dependent on all kinds of factors. And when something goes wrong, power shortage, power this, power that, sometimes that system can fail. Then there's a backup generator which is designed in such a way that it's totally independent, untouchable in a sense, not affected by weather factors. So in any case of emergency, that's going to be operating. Lahavdil, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that by Hashem, there's also these two concepts, that Kaviyochel, how Hashem operates, Hashem with his infinite kindness and humility allows part of himself to be affected by us. That when we do mitzvahs, Kaviyochel, it leads to a union, a heavenly union, the union of Vav and Kei of Hashem's name. And when we do Averis, Chas V'Shalom, it causes a pirud, a separation, Chas V'Shalom, between Hashem and the Shechina. But that's only on this lower level, the Vav Kei. We're told that the letters Yud Kei of Hashem's name, they're referred to as Train Reyin Deloy Misparshim, two close friends that are inseparable. They can never be separated. That's this concept of a backup generator, that no matter Chas V'Shalom how bad we are, no matter what kind of damage we cause on the lower level, that upper level is still providing a certain minimum of power that's needed to keep the world in existence, to keep Klal Yisrael in existence, etc. So now Rav Nosson Zal mentions here that by Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the exception to the rule. All Jews, all tzaddikim, are required, are obligated to get married and to be married and to produce children, etc. Moshe Rabbeinu, after being married and fulfilling the mitzvah, at one point in his career, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shal na'olecha me'al raglecha, remove the shoes from your feet, because the place that you're standing on is Admas Kodesh. And there are many explanations, interpretations as to what that means. The Zohar HaKodesh says that Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu that you are now stepping into a new level, a different level, way above Aaron HaKohen and Miriam HaNeviah even, who were Neviim also prophets at the time. That Moshe Rabbeinu's closeness to Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be on call 24/7, the Gemara says. Other Neviim were given advance notice to prepare, to make sure they're pure, etc. Moshe Rabbeinu had to be available for texting, email, on call all the time. And therefore, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, remove your shoes, meaning remove your connection with your physical wife. That from that point on, Moshe Rabbeinu's wife was Kavyochel the Shechina Kadosh itself. And Moshe Rabbeinu's zivug, at that point, from that point on, was only this upper level zivug, bechinas machloikis l'shem shamayim, which we said represents that higher level das, the das of machloikis shamay hillel, which is machloikis l'shem shamayim, hepech zivug hatachtoin, which is the opposite of the lower level zivug. Shehu Daiko Bebechinas Sholoim, which we said represents peace, unity, a union. We mentioned that there are these two levels of Das. Rabbi Nazal expounds on this in chapter 56 in the Kutimram. There's a Das of Sholoim, just like it says in Megillah Esther, that Umordechai Meshalech Lefnei Chatzar Beis Hanoshim Lodas Es Shloim Esther. There's a das that's associated with shalom, that the more das there is, the more peace. Just like the pasuk says that when Mashiach comes, all wars, all fighting is going to come to an end. Why? It says, "Vegor ze'ev im keves, v'nomer im gedi yachtov, kim molo ha'oretz deyos Hashem, kamayim milayim achasim." The world is going to be filled with so much das, all the differences are going to dissolve and disappear. But Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, that's one level of das. That's a certain very high level of das. But there's a das that's higher than that, and that's the das of Machloikes L'Shem Shomayim, it's called. Which the Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Moshe is Rosh Hetevos Machloikes Shamay Hillel. That represents a type of das that results in incredible creativity. The Torah Shebal Peh is built on that level of das. Every Mishnah, you have the two rabbis taking different sides. Kosher, posel, tomei, toher, osur, mutter. And from their differences comes forth the whole Torah Shebal Peh. Thousands of pages of shas, rishonim, achronim, chidushim and Torah, revelations in Torah that are the result of this machloikis l'shem shamayim. Ki hatachtoin, Rav Nosson explains, because that lower level zivug, who bebechinas nal is compared to the shoe, shehu itza, which represents the wife, shehu bechinas kosnos oir. The shoes are referred to as leather garments. When Adam Arishon, the Gemara says that when Adam Arishon was originally created, he was yitzir kapel shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was physically, he wasn't born to a father and mother. He was handmade by Hashem. Original. So Adam Rishon was on such a high level, it says he was able to see from one end of the world to the other. And the Malachim were his students. The Malachim, who had an incredible high level of closeness to Hashem, an incredible high level of Das, they studied under Adam Rishon. When he ate from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem took away the garments of light. It's called Kosnos Oyer with an Aleph that Adam Rishon had, and it was replaced with Kosnos Oyer with an Ayin, garments of leather or nail. There's different opinions in the Gemara what it refers to. So the shoes we know, standard shoes, are leather. They represent these Kosnos Oyer, which is the lower level garment. Bechinas Eitz Hadas Toivora, which corresponds to the Eitz Hadas, which is good and bad. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring that the Eitz Hadas was good and bad, right? The terms Ra and Toiv, Ra is 270, Toiv is 17, together it's 287. With the Koilel, it's Bigimatria Chesed and Gvura. We know in Kiddusha, in holiness, there's a right side and a left side. There's what we perceive to be good. When Hashem is treating us with chesed, that's good. When Hashem is angry on us and he turns his back on us, pona oiref eleinu chas v'shon, that's referred to as midas hadin, midas hagvura. So the Eitz Hadas, in its origin in holiness, is also two, but it's chesed and gvura. When it spirals down, when it comes down to lower levels, it takes on the form of toiv and ra. Now the words good and the chesed and gvura, we know chesed is bigimatria 72, which is ayin beis. Gvura is 216, which is resh yud vav. The Arizal brings that the result, so the Eitz Hadas was the combination of these two. In Hebrew, the word mixture is an eruv. Eruv means a mixture. La'aruv means to mix together. The word eruv, the Hebrew word mixture, ayin yud resh vav veiz, is ayin beiz resh yud vav. It's chesed and gvura. It's 72 and 216, which are the basis of this mixture. The Arizal says that when Odom Arishon was poigem, when they went against the command of Hashem, they took the advice of the snake over Hashem, and they ate from the Eitz Hadas. What happened was, the Gemara says, that instead of garments of light, which they had until then, it was switched for garments of leather, oyer, ayin reish. So the Arizal says, in this same word, eruv, ayin yud reish vav beis, you have the letters oyer, ayin vav reish, b. In me is leather. In me is this ayin vav reish, meaning that if you partake from me, if you partake from the Eitz Hadas, you're going to be giving up your garments of light, your kosna soyer, and it's going to be switched for garments of leather, which means that they were lowered tremendously. V'hamachloikes habo mishom me'eitz hadas toivora, and the type of machloikes which comes from the Eitz Hadas, mishom ne'achas hasitra achra, that's where the other side, that's where the tumah is able to attach itself to and draw strength from. V'alkein ikar hatikun rak al yedei shalom. Therefore, for us down below, for Klal Yisrael, for the world, the tikun for us is to strive for shalom. Levatel hamachloikis shel bechinas kosnasur, to try to eliminate the machloikis, which is represented by those garments of leather, the toivora. Avolemala, whereas Moshe Rabbeinu, on the highest levels, avolemala mala, on the highest levels, shom hu bechinas machloikis l'shem shamayim. There, the machloikis is not a negative thing; it's only a positive, constructive thing. The adarabah, just the opposite. Hamachloikis hu das elyoin moed. The machloikis doesn't imply lack of knowledge or lack of clarity. On the contrary, there the machloikis comes from an incredible high level of understanding. Bechinas zivuga ilo. That upper level zivug, zivuga de Moshe Kanal, the zivug of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'alkein ne'mar boy, and that's why it says about Moshe Rabbeinu that Hashem said to him, shal no'olecho, remove your shoes. Sheyafshit atzmoi bebechinas kosnos oyer hanal, that he should strip himself from the garments of leather, kidei sheyizkeh l'machloikes elyoin, so that Moshe Rabbeinu will be zeicha to the higher level division, the division between Chochmah and Bina, the division between Yud and K, which is called Zivuga Ilah. V'ze b'chinas, and this is what the Torah tells us about the mitzvah of Chalitza, v'cholzo na'aloi, that part of the procedure of Chalitza is that she removes the shoe from the Yavam, ki behechrich sheyeh nase zivug b'neyem kedei l'sakein nefesh hameis. Because as we explained earlier, this brother who left the world without having any children, lo yaleinu, his soul requires a tikkun. His soul cannot go up to the place that it wants to go to because it hasn't completed a certain basic requirement here. And in order for that tikkun to take place, it requires his living brother to step in his place and be meyabim the widow and produce a child, and that child will serve as a tikkun for the brother who passed away. And because of the fact that this living brother refuses to go through with Yibum, which shows that he is rejecting that lower level, the Das of Sholoim, the Das which would be affected through the union between him and the Yavama, Alkein Tzrichin Lehischaber Bebechinas Das Elyon. Therefore, we have to result to the backup generator, to the second source of power, which is that upper yichud, that das elyon of machlokes l'shem shamayim, that yichud of Moshe Rabbeinu, shehu bechinas shal na'olecha, which is symbolized by removing the shoe, bechinas v'chol tzonaloi, as it says by the Yavam and Yavama, she removes his shoe. By doing that, she's showing you're refusing to go through with plan A, the standard plane, which is the lower yichud, which is by stepping in place of your brother. So your dead brother is not going to get his tikkun that way. He's going to have to go to a much higher place now, to this the place that Moshe Rabbeinu went to, the Shalna Olecha place. Vizehu, and now you'll understand another part of the procedure. The Torah says that the Yavama spits on the Yavam, the Yorka Bifanov. She spits in his face. Ki horoik hu bebechinas zivug haneshikin. Because the Arizal tells us, we know that there are two levels of union. Just like on a physical level, there's two levels of union between husband and wife. There's an upper level, which is called the zivug neshikin, the mouth. And then there's a lower level, the midas hayesoid. Lahavdil. We know by Hashem there is nothing physical whatsoever. We're not talking physical terminology. We're talking spiritually. There also, we're told that there are these two levels of union, kaviochel, that can be brought about. The lower level and the upper level is called a zivug haneshikin. Shehu b'chinas zivug elyoin shel cheich v'goroin, kamuva. That is the higher level zivug of the upper palate and the throat, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. Sheze nase al yidei chalitzas min ol daika. And that's activated by removing the shoe. When the standard power source is not working, when the first one closes down, that's when that second one takes over. Val yidei horoik nistakein nefesh hameis. And by her act of spitting, that affects a tikkun for the soul of the brother who passed away. Bibichinas veyorko befonov. It says she will spit in befonov. Befonov means in his face. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring sheshom nire ponov. In that spit that she spits can be seen the face of the brother who passed away. Ki horoik hu bechinas zivug elyoin, because the roik is from the mouth. That represents that upper level zivug, she'al yodoi nistakein, through which this brother who passed away, whose living brother is not willing to go through with Yibum, he's going to get his tikkun now through this other process, through the process of chalitza, which entails these different components. Paragraph Vav, now Rav Nosson Zal makes it even clearer. V'alkein, and now you'll understand why the Torah tells us that after Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to separate from his wife completely, and at one point Miriam and Aaron HaKohen engaged Tzipor in conversation, and they found out that Moshe Rabbeinu is not having any contact with his wife. So they said, what kind of business is this? What do you mean? If it's holiness, we're also, if it's he's a prophet, we're also prophets. Asma, we're prophet. So the Torah says, V'alkein Miriam, shepogma b'chvoid Moshe, Miriam Hanavio, who was poigim in the honor of Moshe Rabbeinu, udvoreho hoyu al shepiresh, and what she spoke about was the fact that he separated himself from his wife. Ki hi loy hi siga, Miriam Hanaviyah was not zoiche to realize shezocho lezivug elyoin, that Moshe Rabbeinu had surpassed her and Aaron HaKohen. He was in a different league, in a different ballpark. He was now operating from the position of the zivug elyoin, bechinas zivuga de Moshe, the zivug of Moshe Rabbeinu, bechinas machloikes l'shem shamayim. V'alkein yochol lihiyois porush legamri. Therefore, for him it was 100% okay for him to separate himself totally from his wife. V'alkein dibro olav, and this is why Miriam Hanaviyah spoke about him, and she said, Hashem speaks to him. Haloi gambonu diber. Hashem speaks to us also. V'loi porashnu miderech eretz, and we were not told to separate from our husbands or wives. Ki adaraba ikar hadas al yidei hasholem kunal, because on the lower level, The way that a person achieves das is based on shalom, is based on being married, it's based on a union. V'al kein, and what was her punishment? V'al kein hoya onsha, the Torah says, when Hashem said, let's see what we're going to do here. Hashem said, if she had insulted a father, v'aviha yoroik yorak befaneha, her father would have spit in her face. What kind of wording is that in the Chumash? What kind of wording is that in the Torah? Spitting in the fit? Sheromaz lo Hashem Yisborach mitzvah chalitza. Hashem was hinting to Miriam Hanaviyah that what was involved here, that what they were discussing was this concept of these two-level unions, the Yibum and the chalitza. Bibchinas, and just like by chalitza it says, v'yorka befonov. As Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this in chapter 21 in Likutei Moran, there Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the seven openings of the head, and he has a whole major discussion on this topic of Yibum and Chalitza. Sheshom merumas soid yibum chalitza. In the words that Hashem was saying to Miriam Hanaviyah, was Hashem was hinting to this secret of yibum and chalitza. Hainu, meaning, kihi pogma bechvoid Moshe al sheporash. She was speaking against Moshe Rabbeinu over the fact that he had separated from his wife. Nimtza shepogmo bebechinas machloikis l'shem shamayim shuzivug de Moshe. She was ignoring or not aware of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was in a different place, that his zivug was machloikis l'shem shamayim. The pasuk says, the Zohar Kodesh brings the pasuk that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'ato, and you, poi amoidi modi, you stay here with me. That's the wording in the Torah, that Hashem was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu that he is the exception to the rule completely, that he had to have such a close kesher with Hashem that from that point on he couldn't have a kesher with a physical spouse. V'hapegam hu bebchinas chalitza. And the pegam in this is the concept of chalitza, as we explained earlier. Al keinemar bo, that's why the pasuk says about Miriam Hanaviyah, v'oviho yoroik yorak befoneha. Her father would spit in her face. Kishom pogma, because that's where her speaking against Moshe Rabbeinu at that point in time, when Moshe Rabbeinu had changed from zivug tachtoin to zivug elyon, was a pigam in this inyan. Bebechinas shal naolecho, bebechinas v'chol tzonaloi, v'yorka befona. She was speaking about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu had removed his shoe. He had removed his kesher with his wife. And the pasuk says, v'chol tzonaloi, v'yorka befonov. That goes together with this yorka befonov. That's why Hashem made this statement about Miriam Hanaviyah, v'oviyo yorak yorak befoneha. With this, Rav Nosson Zal ends this discussion. He adds two short notes here, tied into what he mentioned earlier, that the root of the word chalitza is cholutz. So he says, cholutz bigematria matzah im hakoilel, shehu bechinas machloikes l'shem shamayim. The Zohar HaKodesh Ne'ariz, I'll explain, that bread is referred to as brain food. The Shulchan Aruch says that after a person finishes davening in the morning, before you go to the Beis Medrash, you're supposed to eat pas shachris. And there are a number of reasons given why. The Gemara says in Baba Metzia that it saves a person from 83 different sicknesses, that the word halechem is 83, and the Torah says, Hashem says, that if when the Yidden will be good, kol hamachlo asher osim b'mitzrayim, all the different sicknesses that I placed on the Egyptians, I will not place on you. And the pasuk says, uberach es lachmecho ves meimecho, Hashem will bless your bread and water, v'hasiroisi machlo mikirbecho, and I'll remove sicknesses from you. Machlo, the Gemara says there in Bab Matzia, is 83, referring to 83 different kind of sicknesses that pas shachris saves a person from. The Zohar HaKodesh says, and the Medrash, that bread, we know, how do you define al pi halacha? How do you define when a child is intelligent regarding certain mitzvahs which only apply to a child who has a certain minimum degree of intellect? when he's eating dogon. When the child is old enough to eat grains, that's when you know he has intellect. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says that grains in general, we know that there are five basic grains. Wheat, barley, rye, oats, spelt, chita, so'ira, kusman, shibel, shul, that correspond to das. There's, in Hebrew, you have the hey hayidiyah, it's called. We say the word lechem means bread. Halechem is the bread. When I say, could you pass the bread? There's a few kinds of bread on the table. When I say, could you pass the bread, which one are we talking about? The one that you know. The one either we were talking about earlier, or you know exactly which one I want. That's called a hey hayidiyah. And the Sifrei Kabbalah explain that the letter hey represents das in, for many different reasons. This das is tied into the five grains. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that the best, the most important one is chita. Chita is the highest level grain. The Gemara refers to barley as Meichel Behema. Chita is Meichel Odom. The Zohar HaKadosh says chita is Begematria 22, corresponding to the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. The Zohar HaKadosh says a person who eats bread in the morning, that opens up his brain to process the 22, the Chof Beis Asfon Dairaisa. So lechem is referred to as brain food. The Medrash says in one place that if you're talking to somebody during the day and he's not making any sense, he's talking gibberish, probably he didn't have his Wheaties. He didn't have his bread. He didn't have his pashachris. So that's lechem. The Zohar HaKadosh speaks about chometz and matzah, and regular bread is referred to as das. Matzah is referred to as this machloikis l'shem shemayim. The word matzah means, we mentioned, machloikis. When the, in, if you look in Chumash, where it speaks about Yosef HaTzadik, when Yaakov Avinu is reprimanding his brothers for the fact that they made machloikis against him, it says vayof bale chitzim, that his brothers were called bale chitzim. You know, the Targum says anshe matzusa, people of machlokes, you know, the battle against him. So matzah represents machlokes, and the Arizal says that on the night of Pesach, when we take the middle matzah, one of the 13 parts of the Seder is yachatz, where we take the middle matzah and we break it. And there's got to be a larger piece and a smaller piece. The Arizal says that's like the letter hey. The letter hey has a larger piece and a smaller piece. And the Arizal says that that breaking of that middle matzah represents this machlokes l'shem shamayim. It represents a certain very high level of das. We know that if you look in the psukim about Yetzias Mitzrayim, it says there again, that Hashem says that I'm doing all of this, vohoidati, to let Paroi know, and lamandas kolame oretz, so that the whole world will know that I'm running the world. That one of the main purposes, golus, exile, is referred to as lack of das. There's a pasuk, lochein golo ami mibli das. Therefore, my nation went into exile from lack of das. When a person's in exile, when a person's in prison, when he's in a constriction, when he's in a tight spot, or when he's enslaved in captivity, can't think clearly. The Gemara says that there are three things that give a person harchovas hadas. One of them is bayis noya, a nice home. When a person has a nice home, he has room to put everything. That gives him harchovas, he can think. When he's cluttered, he's in golus, he's in a constriction, he's in a tzimtzum, lack of das. Geula, being redeemed, being taken out of Golus, represents a tremendous elevation of this das. That's what Yetzias Mitzrayim was about, and that's why certain parts of the Seder tie into this. The breaking of the matzah, this is what Rav Nosson Zal refers to here, he says, is Begematria matzah, which is the bechina of machloikes l'shem shamayim. Then he adds one other point. We mentioned earlier, we spoke about Hashem Echod. We said the fact that on earth today, there's still a concept of two. The Pasuk says, Bayoyim Hahu, Yihya Hashem Echod Ushmo Echod. That in the future, Hashem is going to be one. So the Gemara asks him, Sochem, and now he's not one? The Gemara says, right, now he's not one. Because now, today, when good things happen, we make one bracha, chocolate. When bad things happen, we make a different bracha, vanilla. But Hatoy Vameitiv, Dianamis, two different things. But lo sidlovoi, it's going to be kuloi hatoiv ameitiv. It's going to be all oneness, kuloi toiv. So the Gemara also tells us that when we see Shammai and Hillel, when we see great tzaddikim differing with each other, the Gemara says it looks like machloikis, but in reality, elu vo'elu divrei elikim chayim. What he's saying, which is day, and what he's saying, which is night, are both the words of the living Hashem. So it's brought that the Rosh Tevois, divrei elikim chayim, spell the word echod. Rav Nosazal writes, I believe I heard this from Rabbi Nachman, that he said that the first letters of Divrei Elikim are Echod, to show that again, that when we learn Gemara, and it looks to us as if these Rabbonim are always, they're always differing, they can't see eye to eye with each other, that's totally false. It's not true. It's all oneness. It's coming from Hashem Echod, and it's all one. We on our level of Das, can't understand it. When a person learns more, you get to certain advanced levels of learning where they show how what seems to be different opinions are really one. You have throughout the Gemara, constantly, where the Gemara starts with saying, Lema, Masnis, and Loikadeh, it looks like this Mishnah would have to disagree with this and this rabbi. And the Gemara says, no, wrong. Not necessarily the Mishnah could agree with that rabbi, only the reason why the Mishnah here says that, because it is in this circumstance. So there's this concept of this level of das, where a person can see that machloikes Shammai Hillel, what see, is really Moshe, it's really one. It's all Torah L'Moshe Misina, it's all part of a oneness. Now Rav Nosson Zali has one short addendum to this. Paragraph Zayin, v'zeh b'chinas, and this is why the Pasuk tells us in Bereishis, when Hashem spoke about Adam and Chava getting married and living together, it says, al kein yazov ish es ove v'simoi, v'dovak b'ishtoi, v'hoyu l'bosor echad. That based on everything that took place, how Hashem created the world, and the Eitz Hadas, and everything, based on that, a man who grows up in his parents' house, when he reaches a certain age, he leaves his parents, he attaches himself to his wife, and they become one. Kilav kol odom zoichu lezeh l'mashe zocha Moshe. Because not every person is zoicha to the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, where he is one with Hashem. V'alkein, Onu mitzuvim lahamid toilodai. Therefore, we, the rest of Klal Yisrael, are commanded to get married, to have children, v'sheloi liyos prushim legamri, not to be completely separate and apart, chas v'shalom, from our wives. V'zehu, this is why the Pasuk says, al kein yazoiv es oviv esimoi. Therefore, he leaves his father and mother, which is hainu zivuga da abo ve'ima. This refers to that higher level zivug, which is referred to as father and mother. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that Hashem's name, Yudke Vavke, represents, symbolizes a complete family. The Yud is Abba, Av B'chachma, we mentioned earlier. The He is Bina, there's a pasuk Ki Eim La Bina Tikra. The Vav is Ben, and the He is Bas. So Kaviyochel, the letters Yud K of Hashem's name, they're referred to as this Yichuda Ilah, this higher level union between Abba and Ima, between Chachma and Bina, that union which is called Train Rei and Eloyim, inseparable. Shehu Bechinas Zivuga de Moshe, that was the Zivuga, that's where Moshe Rabbeinu plugged into. He was connected up there. So, but for the rest of us, we can't get to there. So we leave that, v'dovak b'ishtoi. And our kesher is the lower level, the vavkei. V'hoyu lebosor echod. Hainu b'chinas zivug v'das shel sholoim. This refers to that lower level zivug, which is the das of sholoim. Shezeo b'chinas v'hoyu lebosor echod. That's this concept of this oneness, that they become one flesh, they become one. With this, we conclude the second explanation on the topic of Yibum, and now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go on to the third explanation. You Want to hold it for a second? Go ahead. Go through, start the next halacha. Halacha Gimel, Inyan Yibum V'chalitza, Al Pi HaToyra HaMaschil, Shoalu Es Rabbi Yossi Ben Kisma, Amosai Ben David Bo. This discussion is going to be based on chapter 57 in Likutei Moran, which begins with a question in the Gemara, that the rabbis once asked Rabbi Yossi Ben Kisma, when is Mashiach coming? Amar Lahem, he answered them, when this gateway, the gateway to Rome, will fall, and it'll be built up, and it'll fall, and be built up, and fall a third time, that's when we know that Mashiach is coming. And the Gemara, there's all kinds of explanations on what that refers to. Now, first, Rav Nosson Zal gives us a brief summary of the points in that chapter on Likutei Moran, and then he's going to build his discussion. Vaklal, to summarize what Rabbeinu Zal says there, ki ikar hu emunas chachomim. One of the most important things in Yiddishkeit is faith in the tzaddikim, in the rabbis. Umi shepoigeim beemunas chachomim chas v'shalom, a person who shows lack of faith in the rabbis, ein refuah l'makosoi. The Gemara says there is no cure for his illness, chas v'shalom. As the Gemara says, ki kol harefuois mekablin koyach me'atoyra, because all medicines, all healing draws its healing power from the Torah. The Torah is called life. Ki me'atoyra mekablin koyach hamalochim, because the angels receive their koyach from the Torah, and the Medrash says the angels are the ones who feed energy into all plants and vegetation that gives them their power. The Gemara says, "Ein locha kol esef esef melamata." There isn't a blade of grass or vegetation on this earth that doesn't have a malach appointed over it that strikes it and says, "Gadel, grow." Knows that he's leading the growth of that vegetation. V'yeshlohem bechinas yodayim, and Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that these malachim have hands, lekabel ulahashpia lamata. With one hand they receive from Hashem kaviyochel, with the other hand they are mashpia, they pass down this hashpoa down below. Ki kol hadvorim gedelim al yedei hamalochim hamemunim aleim, because all vegetation, everything that grows in this earth, grows through the malochim who are appointed over them. Kamo Yisham Rabbi Seinazal, as the Medrash says in Bereishis Rabbah, paragraph 10, chapter 10, Ein lecho esev she'ein loy malach, you know, who strikes it and tells it gadel. V'hamalochim mekablim koyach midiburim shel Hashem Yisborach. Dahinu haTorah. Where do the malachim get their koyach from? From the Dvar Hashem. There's a pasuk, B'dvar Hashem shamayim nasu, uberuach piv kol tzvom. The tzvo hashamayim receives its koyach from the Dvar Hashem, which is the Torah. V'ikra Torah nimsero lachachomim. And the essence of the Torah was given over to the Chachomim. Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. V'heim yoidim ledorsho b'shloishes rei. Amazing, you asked that question just before. That's exactly what he's addressing now. V'heim yoidim ledorsho b'shloishes rei midois sh'atayin adreshes bem. The Chachomim were the ones who studied the formulas that the Torah is based on, and they were able to know exactly how to apply those 13 formulas in order to derive all the halachos and minhagim, everything that we have from the Torah. Ubaloi hachachomim ein yoidim shum dovor me'atorah. Without those rabbis, we wouldn't know anything at all from the Torah. The mitzvah of tefillin is two lines in the Torah. It doesn't mention leather, doesn't mention black, doesn't mention boxes. It says ukshartom lo'ois al yodecha v'hayu le'toytofo yisbein enecha. And we have thousands of pages of Gemara, Halacha, Rishonim, Achroinim, Sifrei Kabbalah on the mitzvah of tefillin. So Hashem gave that authority and that knowledge to the Chachamim to know that the word toitofois, which doesn't exist in the Hebrew language. They knew all 70 languages. They Googled Teutophois and they found out that tat in African is two and pat in this other language is two. So from the word Teutophois, we learn out that tefillin has to be four batim, four parshias in the Rosh, four, and the unbelievable limudim that the Gemara has in Menachas, other places, about the mitzvah of tefillin. So beloya chachamim, ein yoidim shum dovar me'atoira. Without the rabbis, we don't know anything at all about Yiddishkeit. V'alkein, mi she'ein mamin b'divrehim, and therefore a person who chooses not to believe in the rabbis, the qualified rabbis, ein loy shum refuah le'makosoi. That person, there is no cure for any his illness. The Gemara uses the words that hapoyreitz geder yishchenu nochosh, that a person who chas shalom crosses a certain line in going against the words of the chachamim, that he gets bitten by a snake, she'ein refuah lemakosoi, a type of poison that has no cure to it. That's what Rav Nosson Zal is referring to over here. We know the Gemara says that the chacham asu chizuk ledivreim yoiser midivrei Torah, that in certain instances the penalty for going against the words of the chachamim is stricter than going against the doiraisa. Ki ein loy mehechon lekabel refuah, because this person doesn't have a source from which to receive the refuah. Ki ikar harefuah hime atoyrah, and the Torah is the chachamim. The whole power of healing comes from the Torah, and the masters of Torah, the chachamim. So if this person is denying the chachamim, he has cut himself off from the Torah, from the source of healing. Va'atoyrah hi rak etzel chachamim. The Torah is only by the chachamim. We know the Gemara says, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the malachim go to Hashem, and they say, Hashem. There's a story about one of the great tzaddikim in America, Reb Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. In the book about him, they write, to show the humility, what a tzaddik is, what a Talmud Chacham is, that there was a woman who lived in his building, or who used to call him every Friday to ask him, Rabbi, what time is candle lighting? Now, this is we're not talking about in the 1700s, we're talking about the 1900s. There's nobody that don't have a calendar that has the times for candle lighting. But she wanted to hear it from, she wanted to hear what Rav Moshe, and he never told her, hey lady, get yourself a calendar. You think I have nothing to do but tell you what? Every Friday he would tell her the time of candle lighting. You know, he would tell her. So the Gemara says, the malachim come to Hashem, and they ask Hashem, when is Rosh Hashanah? And Hashem says to them, why are you asking me? I can't decide it. It's when they declare it, when the chachamim, when they say mekudesh, mekudesh, when they declare Rosh Chodesh, that's when it'll be. And the Gemara says, the pasuk, Eile moyade Hashem, asher tikru oisam b'moyadam, these are the holidays of Hashem, which you will declare them as holidays. The Gemara says, Al tikri oisam elo atem. These are the holidays which you rabbis, will declare. You will define when it's a holiday, when it's not. You define when Shabbos begins, when Shabbos, all of this authority and power Hashem has given to the Chachamim. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. We'll just start this. Ki kol harefuois heim harkovois. Because all medicines that we use are usually mixtures of different ingredients. Sheloikhin kama asabim umarkivin oisan. Rav Nosson Zal was talking about in the olden days when they used natural medicine, there were different herbs that were mixed together, put together, in order to form. Today, it's chemicals. They're using synthetic things and extra everything. There might be a drop of some natural stuff in there. But all refuas are these harkovois, sheloikhin kama asabim umarkivin oisan. Ve'elu harkovois ein lohem koyach kiim al yedei emunas chachamim. And these mixtures do not have any power, any healing power, other than if the person has emunas chachamim. Ki hachachamim goyrin umoisifin v'doyrshim. Because the chachamim are the ones who have the authority to subtract, add, and expound on the Torah, right? They can say 40 is not 40, 40 is 39. And they can say 300 is not 300, 300 is 360. They have that authority to subtract and add to the Torah. Umarkivin, umechabrin, oisias ha-Torahs, mimokim lamokim. They have the power to take letters of the Torah and connect them from different places. Gzeres Shava, all the different formulas that are used to build bridges and connections to all the different parts of the Torah. V'dor shenoysa b'shloishesrei midosh, and they expound on the Torah using these 13 formulas. U'beloize ein yoidin shum dovor v'shum din v'halocha me'atorah. And without that, without the Torah Shebal Peh, we don't know anything at all just about Shabbos. Take the laws of Shabbos. In the Chumash, it's a couple of lines. How would we know to learn out the 39 malachas from the Mishkan and that, all of those billions of details and everything? Where do we get it from? It's the Chachamim. V'al kein, and therefore, kol harifuos, shehem kulam al yidei harkovos, all medicines which usually require mixing and matching. It's not you just take a herb and give it to the person. You usually have to know to use a third of this, two-thirds of that, and you have to heat it to this and this point. If you heat it too much, you destroy the healing power. All of that knowledge, which is directly related to the Torah, the only ones, kula mekablam koyach mea Torah. All of these medicines receive their koyach from the Torah. V'ho ikar mi Torah shebal peh. And most importantly, especially from the oral Torah, Bechinas Emunas Chachomim, Sheheim Markivin Umechabrim Oisius HaTorahs. HaTorah, they're the ones who mix and put together the letters of the Torah in just the way that they do. Umishom Mekablim Koyach Kol HaHarkovois. And it's from there, on a spiritual, on a ruchnius level, that's where all medicines receive their koyach from Hashem, their healing power. Ayin shom heite betchila samaymer. Look carefully in chapter 57 in Likutei Moran, the beginning of that chapter in Likutei Moran, ubesoifoy, and at the end, vohovein heitev, and you'll understand very, very well what we're saying here about the medicines and about the munas chacham and that whole issue. We'll hold it over here for now. We'll continue. If we zoche that Hashem announces that Tisha B'Av is holiday, we continue tomorrow. We'll see everybody here at 11 a.m. sharp. That's a shame.